This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
The winner of our Mott's Madness tournament, as you may have heard, is Alfonso's in Troy, Illinois. We have the champions.
We have the champions.
And here's what happened for people who are just tuning in. We had Alfonso's in the tournament, and then a couple of days in, a listener said, well, do you mean Alfonso's in Carrollton? And I said, what's that? Didn't know there was one. Completely unrelated with the Alfonso's in Troy. And that's the one that ended up winning. So,
and then people were commenting back and forth about Carrollton or Troy. And so then we had the Alfonso's with the S and the Z.
Yeah, well, we didn't even know it was spelled differently.
Yeah.
Again, negligence.
It was our fault.
So the owners and the operators of Alfonso's in Troy, Mike and Joe Pellucci, are with us in studio. Guys, how are you?
Hey, we're doing great.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, here's what we were told by people who texted in. I don't know how many people texted in and said, Joe is the nicest person ever. Mike is the nicest person ever. So far, you guys are both very nice.
So far, they are the nicest people ever. They're 100% the nicest people I've talked to today.
Hey, we're trying. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, like, look who I'm with.
Oh, my gosh. You guys always bring all the good positive vibes. You make our day every day we listen to you. But we're honored to be here, you guys. Thank you so much.
How far in the tournament were we by the time you guys kind of realized what was going on? Because we didn't tell anybody that we were doing this tournament. We just do it. So when did you guys first start hearing, wait a minute, are we in a tournament?
So pretty early on, I hope you don't mind. Greg Schweikert, one of our good friends that used to actually work for us back in the day, was like, hey, you're in this tournament. You got to check it out. And we started looking around, and it turned into a ton of fun. I'll let you speak.
Well, I'm just saying Greg is our biggest fan on the planet, and he's been just a wonderful friend and confidant. Mm-hmm. And he really engaged us and said, hey, I can't believe it, but you guys are in this to win it.
I can't believe it, but sure. You know, it's I can believe it because I had been to Alfonso's when it was in Maryville. That was yours. So your business has moved a few times.
Yes, it has.
But I had been to that one a lot in high school. Coming from Granite City,
wonderful.
We would go up there and everybody knew about it. So, like I said, you had moved a few times and now you end up in Troy.
Yes. We'll be there 14 years in August. It's hard to imagine that we've been there that long already.
That's it's astounding, and it's been a successful business.
Well, we're blessed.
Thank you, God.
Yes, we're very blessed. You know, we try to do the best every day. You know, been doing this since 1982, but every day is the first day.
Well, and I had never been to your place in Troy, Illinois. I still have it on my list. I need to go.
She doesn't go to Illinois.
Well, not often. I grew up like an hour from there.
That's true.
So I'm familiarizing myself with the Alfonso's, and I go to your website, and I just have to say, it's really hard to photograph food. I think it's hard. Mm-hmm. And I went to your website, and everything is so delicious. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this food looks so good. And if it looks good in pizza and pictures, you know it's good in real life, because the pizza, the salads, yes, they look artisanal. It's just, I can't wait to check it out. It looks delicious. I can see why you guys flew through the tournament.
Well, thank you for that. You're spot on about pictures. You
isn't
know?
It so hard?
Oh, it's tough.
It is.
It's,
you know,
so
they
can make
they hire
so
professionals
love, you
to
know?
Stage to, you know, food photography. So you beautiful. Are spot on that. And we're very fortunate. Amber, Joe's fiance, uh-huh, is responsible for a lot of the pics that you see.
She runs a lot of our social media.
That's
but
awesome.
She
is,
you know, really we got to say, first and foremost, about this whole competition, it's been so humbling and it's been such a great,
agreed,
you know, experience.
Agreed.
But at the end of the day, we wake up every day. We try to make, you know, a positive impact in our community, bring the best we can to our community every day. But we would not be here without our incredible customers and staff. And that's what puts a smile on our face every day. It gets us out of bed to try to be better than we were the day before. And, you know, that's really what we get excited about. Is we develop a relationship. It's like a family relationship with our staff, yeah, our customers. We have, you know, the best guests in the world. They come in and they celebrate moments together with us, and we feel really fortunate to get to go through this life with them.
So you're doing a family thing here.
Generationally.
Yeah.
It's
so
really incredible.
Where did it start, and then how did you determine, Joe, that you wanted to follow? Because not everybody wants to do that. Maybe you wanted to do your own thing.
Well, I'm originally from Buffalo, New York, and I moved out here. My brother was already out here. He's a chiropractor. And he kept asking me, come out here, come out here, come out here. And I'm going, where are you? This was in 82, you know.
Yeah.
So eventually, I was in Europe. I was in the Air Force for a while. And I came back and went to the CIA Culinary Institute. And I worked around Poughkeepsie, New York for a while. And then I moved back to Buffalo and worked at the Buffalo Hilton and Buffalo Marriott. And during that time, I was, you know, just thinking, it worked a lot. Hotel work is hard, back-to-back schedules and stuff. But, and then, you know, he kept asking me. I came out and visited, and he says, maybe you come out here, you know, get something going, you know. So I did. I eventually made the trip out here and stayed out here, lived with him for a year, and developed a lot of the recipes. Thank God we have a lot of family recipes. Like you mentioned, the salad, my mom's, mm-hmm, responsible for that. There's a lot of the sausage we use is my Grandpa Gino's sausage recipe. There's a lot of family influence in what we do and a lot of background, you know. So, and then eventually took me about a year to put everything together. And in 1982, we opened in that little strip mall in Maryville. And we were there about 12 years. And then there was a fun center down the street. Up the street from us, about a quarter mile, and they kept inviting me over to come move next to us, yeah, and we'll have a great family complex. And sure enough, I finally made the decision. We were there 12 years on 159, and then we moved up behind the hospital in 1993, and we were there 20 years. But that family vibe, you know, to come, go-karts, bumper boats, mm-hmm, miniature golf, batting cages, the complex was really great. And then we moved to Troy, mm-hmm, in 2013, and it seems like yesterday. Like I said, we'll be there 14 years.
Wow!
So in August, but Troy. As a matter of fact, when I moved to Troy, the mayor there used to work for us.
Oh, is that right?
Really?
He was nice. 16, and when I he's not the mayor anymore, but he welcomed us with open arms.
I'll let you know now. Awesome. That if you had ever in the past had a golf cart that was wrecked, I did not do it. It was not me.
Okay.
It was, or a go-kart. I'm sorry. It was not me. It was maybe somebody I knew. I'm just letting you know.
Yeah.
I
think the statute of limitations is ended on this,
right?
Ended
on that one.
You're totally in the clear.
Yeah.
So, Joe, when did you decide that you wanted to take the business?
So growing up, I always would love to go to work with my dad. I remember like my earliest memory. I was like a little kid trying to help a waitress, and I spilled it like a Diet Coke on a nice woman. I felt so embarrassed. But I loved being hospitable. I loved to cook. I loved following my dad around. And, you know, the one thing I got to say, though, about my father here, he is the kindest and most positive person I've ever met. He wakes up. He's always got, you know, the biggest smile. He's got the best attitude. And that's how I really got into the industry. I've realized, you know, when you get to see, you know, someone enjoy a meal or make a memory together and get to be together with people they love, even though it may just be one lunch or one dinner to them, it's like it's such a serious moment in that moment to make a nice impression and positive impact. And that's what became my niche. And I said, you know, I want to do this for the rest of my life. I just truly love it. And it's a just like a labor of love when you get to see someone enjoy something and be together.
It's not always easy to do that in the restaurant business because it can be very, very difficult.
It can. It definitely can. But it's like that struggle and that work is so worth it because you know what you have the opportunity to do. But I just can't emphasize enough. You got to earn it every day. You got to work hard for it every time. You got to keep trying your best. And that's part of the challenge, too. And I think that's where I really got stuck in it because it's just, it's a great opportunity. You get to wake up and each day is a new opportunity to try to be your best and try to help uplift those around you and help them be their best.
You're right when you said every day you're starting over. A friend of mine owns a bar and grill out in Chesterfield, and he said he's proud of what he's built, but in the back of his mind, he's always thinking, I'm only as good as my last burger. Like, and how every day you want to put out.
Oh, yeah.
You can't rest on your laurels. Yeah. You've got to put out the best every day.
He says that all the time, and it's so true.
I verbalize that all the time. It's true. It's very true.
Well, obviously, your passion for it is shown not only in your food, but by your super loyal customer/guest base. I mean, they are passionate for you guys.
Oh, yeah. That was another really cool reminder. I mean, you know, we want to just try and do our best every day, but to get that little recognition and, you know, seeing people, hearing people in our dining room saying, did you see this? Check this out. I left a comment. And there were so many sweet things that were said. And that reminder, too, it's just so special and so sweet. And we truly cherish, you know,
we
everyone.
Really do. I can't tell you, Amy, how humbling that is. The lives that we've interacted with and touched, and they've touched our lives in a big way. Generationally, Chris, you know, it's just a wonderful thing.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
We have a message from a listener who says, Joe with Alfonso is one of the most positive people I've ever met in my life. So glad they won. Mike did good creating this place. So people,
that's so sweet. People Thank love you, you guys. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Another thing, too, I'm sorry to kind of jump around. Yeah. I wanted to shout out Matt, too. He's kind of behind the scenes back here, but he's bringing the energy back here today. He's awesome. But Chris and Amy, thank you all.
I'm trying to be the Joe of Came Away.
Hey, you are, bro. You're amazing.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
When are you going to start?
Right after this. Right.
We just wanted to say, we brought all three of you a sweatshirt.
Oh, that's awesome.
Okay.
Great.
I saw your crew in the green sweatshirts, and I was like, should I ask
we
for a sweatshirt?
If you guys, I don't know if you're 21. I think you are, but we got some nice Italian wine for you all, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you guys are unbelievable.
You guys,
I just wanted everybody
really
know this is not
guys.
Why we invited you.
No, this is our treat.
So that you
it's
bring
Italian
us free
tradition.
Stuff, but we will take free stuff.
I love it.
Awesome.
You have it's no idea how excited I am. I'm like equally as excited about the food and the sweatshirt.
That's right.
Like this
That's
is awesome. Oh my gosh.
I'll tell you,
you guys
what.
Are amazing.
Well, thank you all.
Well,
too.
I hope it's good because we're only as good as today.
That's right.
Well, yes. Thank you. Well,
and I did want to say too, if you don't mind, the Carrollton location. We have not been there yet, but we can't wait to check them out. We got to see a lot of really passionate, good comments about them. So, you know, if you're in that area, please go check them out because
sure.
It was really fun. There's plenty of love to go around. And I will say, too, anybody in the restaurant, pizza, Italian industry, it's a labor of love. It's so much hard work and it's so worth it. But we're all friends. We're all trying to get along and it's all love from here. So that was another thing I wanted to say. And my favorite line he says is about what you say about a pizza.
What? I never met a pizza I didn't like, but I have my favorites.
I love it.
So cool.
But point in fact, Joe, about Carrollton, everybody, you know, they'll come in. I just, you know, you didn't know about them, and I didn't know about them for the longest time. And customers would come in and say, oh, you got another place open, in Carrollton. And I'm going, no, it's not us. I heard about this through my customers. And say, we're different companies, but I heard that their pizza's very, very good. We've never been there yet, but that's how I first heard about them.
That's amazing.
That's awesome.
Yeah, really awesome.
We should probably do an Alfonso's bus trip. We'll stop at one.
Yeah.
We'll have some food. We'll go to the other
one. Well, there's the Cardinals caravan. We could have
an Alfonso's caravan.
We'll do an Alfonso's caravan.
Let's do it.
Okay, I didn't ask because Mike and Joe, if you mentioned this, I apologize. The name Alfonso's... From
my great uncle Alfred.
Your great uncle Alfred.
I had a wonderful opportunity to be. I was in the Air Force, and I got an assignment to Naples, Italy, and it was just an incredible. I had to pinch myself. I'm going to Naples. So while I was there, I worked for a 3-star general over there. As a matter of fact, he was the commander of Allied Air Forces of Southern Europe, and if there was going to be any action in Southern Europe air-wise, he was the commander. He was quite a guy, and I worked for him and Mrs. Wilson, and I did that for the 3 years I was there. But the first 6 months I got there, I was talking to my mom, and she says, you know, your great-uncle Angelo and Maria is going to be up in Foligno, where our family is from. And Maria was only 12 years old. I didn't speak Italian. My mom spoke it, but I didn't learn Italian. And she says, now's the time for you to go up there because you'll have a translator with Maria there. So I went up to visit my family up in Foligno, and that's when I met my great-uncle Alfred. And he took me out in the garden, and he's showing me his figs and everything. I never had a fresh fig off a tree in my life. Absolutely fantastic. So my great-aunt Misia is in the kitchen, no bigger than this space right here, and she's making homemade pasta, homemade sauce, and my great uncle Alfred had his wine that he used to make, you know, himself, and we had a most wonderful lunch in this little kitchen, and eventually when I came back to America and everything, and we decided to open up the restaurant, of course we wanted to name it, so back then there was no internet. and the alphabet was very important. So we wanted to begin with an A,
yeah.
right, for listing.
Oh, for the yellow pages.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, which we
participated. That's good thinking.
We did. So we're going through all these names and all these names. And, you know, I was going to name it after my mom, which Jojo. And then I was going to name it Village Pizza after Maryville, but that's a V, you know. So we kept looking for a name. And I thought about my great uncle Alfred, and I didn't want to say Alfredo's because of the pasta sauce
yeah.
and everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And somehow Alfonso's rolled off into that.
Perfect. It worked.
It worked.
It's perfect.
Perfect.
You did a family business, and you guys are just killing it.
Yeah.
Well, it's awesome.
It's,
and
thank you.
Thank you for coming
you.
In today.
Thank you for inviting us. Yeah. This is very special to us, guys.
Total treat. Absolutely.
Yes, big treat.
Mike and Joe Pelucci with Alfonso's in Troy, Illinois. Go check them out. They're very, very cool people. We appreciate you coming in, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
You too,
very,
guys.
Very
Thank
much.
You, Chris and Amy.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.